There were long queues. I've heard a lot of people telling me that it was, it reminded them of 1994, the first democratic vote that South Africa experienced. There was that level of excitement around it, and I think it revolved around the possibility of the ANC slipping below 50%. So people turned out in droves in many places. There were problems with technology that prevented some people from voting. We'll see later how serious this has been, but at this stage it doesn't seem to have been so serious as to declare the elections not free and fair. It seems that basically there was a good vote and that South Africans are going to have their say in a credible way, and that whatever the results turn out to be, those will be accepted by the majority of parties, bar a few complaints here and there, but it should be effectively a free and fair vote that is accepted by South Africans.
So the ANC, like you said, might be slipping below 50%. How about the next biggest party, the Democratic Alliance?
Well, as far as the Democratic Alliance, the DA is concerned, experts I've spoken to are projecting it'll end on 21% of the vote. At this stage, with about 20% of votes counted, it is a little bit higher than that. But if it does end in the low 20s, it would be a pretty disappointing result for the DA. It ran on a very anti-ANC platform, of course. It ran on a platform of delivering better services than the ANC, creating millions of jobs. But it seems as if many smaller parties that were on the ballot this time around have taken away votes from both the ANC and the DA. Two big surprises at this stage. One is that Jacob Zuma's Mkhonto Sizwe party, the former president's party, seems to be making inroads nationally and taking votes away from principally the ANC, but also from other opposition parties. Now, leading into the election, political commentators and opinion polls predicted that Zuma would do well only in his home province of KwaZulu-Natal, but nowhere else. But that seems at this early stage to have been turned on its head. And the second surprise is the Patriotic Alliance, which is a new party, a new kid on the block. It looks like at this stage it's definitely going to have a presence in parliament. It's also on track in some districts to replace the Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF, as the country's third biggest party. Now, the Patriotic Alliance is led by a former convicted armed robber turned businessman, Gayton McKenzie. He ran on a strong anti-immigrant platform, promising to deport what he called illegal foreigners. The EFF at this stage seems to have been doing pretty disappointingly. It was adamant that it would end far above the 10% it got in the last election in 2019. But it seems at this stage that at best it'll maintain that 10% that it got in the previous election.
So with all this, Darren, when will the final tabulations be made public?
The Independent Electoral Commission here in South Africa are saying that it will be Saturday or Sunday. But at this stage, Friday, given the pace at which results are coming in from most districts and regions at this stage, it seems like you'd definitely be able to make a clear call on Friday. But the Independent Electoral Commission are telling me that Saturday or early Sunday is when the full results will be in, and then we'll know what the next step for the ruling African National Congress will be.